Good morning. You're listening to our live local interview on KCAW Sitka. I'm joined this morning by Owen and Beth Kindig. They're here to talk about swing class, which is back in session, right? Yes.
That's right. It'll be starting on October 2nd.
October 2nd. And can you tell me, how did you get into swing dancing?
Well, when we first moved here, we've taken classes over the years, but not very many. But when we first moved here...
I always messed it up by not practicing enough.
Jeff Budd asked us if we would do something for the Sitkins Can Dance. And Owen said yes, and I said no. But then we had a dance. We went ahead and did it. Choreographed our own dance, learned those dances, and did a swing and a waltz for that. And then 2 years later, he asked us again, and we did it again.
Yeah. So we had fun.
So then we were hooked.
Uh-huh. And eventually you became, the student became the master, right?
Well, maybe not yet, but the teacher.
Yeah.
A young lady in town started a swing dance class, and after about a month, she wasn't able to do it and asked us to take over, and we said yes, and that was about a year and a half ago.
So what does the swing dance class look like? Do you have to have a lot of experience, or do you need a partner?
No. What? Every week we have, or it's usually weekly. Mm-hmm. Every week we have beginners, mm-hmm. and we have people who have come to practically every class, and we have people who come sporadically enough that they almost feel like a beginner every time they come, but it doesn't really matter. The main thing is to have a place to have fun. And to not feel like there's something wrong with you if you have a hard time getting it. I am by nature a terrible dancer. Dancing is a learned skill. Anybody can learn it.
And you mentioned that you haven't been doing it for too long, a few years, and you feel like being two steps ahead of your students is a good thing, right?
It helps. Go ahead.
I think so. It helps them, I think, feel like they aren't intimidated by the lack of knowledge on their part. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think a person who isn't a professional, quote unquote, can still understand the beginners and make them feel comfortable.
Can you talk a little bit more about those early dances you did for Sitkins Can Dance? What went into the planning and the preparation? Was that a challenge?
Oh, my goodness. It was so many hours of YouTubing and trying to figure out how to translate which is your right foot, which is your left foot. Now, what do you do with your arm, and where does that arm go in the next step? It was really hilarious. But I think it helped our relationship. I was thinking that when you have to hold somebody's hand and look into their eyes once a week or more, it's good for relationships. I think the classes have been a fun friendship circle. Mm-hmm. It's so fun to greet people on the street and have had them in class. And it's like we have a bond, a fun bond.
I was thinking this morning that life is a lot better when you learn to dance. And it applies in a lot of different areas. I was thinking of how great it would be if Congress could learn to dance. How great it would be if our two hospitals here had learned to dance. But, all the best things in life are a dance. The tides every morning, mm-hmm. every, twice a day. That's the earth and the moon dancing with each other, really. So giving and taking, timing. Letting both lead, really. Mm-hmm. All of those are fun things to learn. And swing and two-step are especially easy because they are just like walking. You always just alternate feet, and mm-hmm. it's very easy to learn.
So we started out with swing, and we pretty much did mostly swing for this last year and a half. And we have some really good dancers in town, I'm proud to say. But this year, we'd like to go a little bit more into two-step. I hear that's a big thing out there. Mm-hmm. And also, we'd like to do some salsa and some waltz as the winter wears on.
One thing we should mention is that it's not necessary to bring a partner. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It's kind of helpful sometimes, you know, because we can't always guarantee that there will be another partner for mm-hmm. people. But we are this year going to do a lot more round robin mm-hmm. Teaching. I think that it helps everybody learn to have to learn to lead and follow different people. Mm-hmm. And so we will be doing that more. And the way it works is there's a slight financial incentive to bring a partner, but it's not essential.
Mm-hmm.
It's $5 per couple, most generally the $5 donation each person brings if they don't bring a partner. So it's a little cheaper. Your partner's free, essentially.
And then all that money is passed on to the New Archangel Dancers, and I'd really like to give them a shout out of thank you again for letting us use their beautiful floor. Mm-hmm. And we try to take really good care of it and ask that people come with either socks, well, maybe inside shoes so they don't slip on the floor.
It's better to have shoes, dancing shoes, that are clean shoes. Mm-hmm. And sneakers are not too great for dancing. It's better to have something like a leather sole that you can can spin a little bit.
We just don't want to bring rocks in on the shoes and things like that.
That's a critical requirement from the New Archangel folks mm-hmm. that we have to have, you know, mm-hmm. shoes that are not worn outside.
And we wanted to set our price at $5 a couple because we were thinking in terms of what we could afford if we came every week.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't seem like $40 a month could do it, but maybe $20 for the two of us a
sure.
month we could swing. So so that's a blessing that they are accepting of whatever we bring in.
And you mentioned the different flavors of swing. What are you going to touch on in the class?
Mm-hmm.
You briefly said, but can you mm-hmm. tell us again?
Well, generally we've been doing mostly what you would call, if you had to describe it, define it, you would call it East Coast Swing.
Mm-hmm.
We have introduced a few moves that could be classified as West Coast Swing, and we won't get into the details of what that is now. This year we hope to add Lindy Hop. We want to bring up the energy level and the athleticism. We also hope that we will attract plenty of younger dancers. We mm-hmm. think that this would be a great fun thing for a lot of our bright young people that are coming here to Sitka after college.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the
and
things
even the high school kids
that hindered perhaps people coming was they thought they had to bring a partner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think by instituting this round robin idea, which essentially is you're lining up your fellows and your other partners.
Well, it's leaders and followers.
Right.
Sure.
So they are kind of rotating through, so mm-hmm. everybody gets to dance with everybody. But what we thought would work nicely is to have from 7 to 8:30 is the lesson on Tuesday nights, and if we went from 7 to 8 with the lesson, and then 8 to 8:30 just with dancing, and then you can dance with whoever you'd like.
And the number one thing to keep reminding is that it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have a blast. We have fun, and everybody who comes has fun, I think.
I think we've made some really fast friends by the dancers that we've had come.
And we're running a little short on time. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Yeah, I want to add 3 quick poems by John Straley.
Oh, no.
Swimming in the surf. The ocean pushes forward, then pulls back, laughing. Uh-huh. That's dance. Or this one. After so much fish, I walk to the grocery store to buy a corn dog. That's dancing. And this one also. Clothes dance on the line. The wind is not a river, but it never stops.
Also dancing.
All from John Straley's book, The 100 Poems of Summer.
And thank you. That was wonderful. I'd like to suggest that we are also looking for perhaps ideas for a venue for maybe monthly dances that we could reach out to the community and just have people come and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Because our students have said, we want a place to do this while we're learning. So we're looking for that if anybody has any ideas.
And hopefully both live and DJ kinds of mm-hmm. Music.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this mm-hmm. morning. I've been talking to Owen and Beth Kindig about swing classes. Those start up on October 2nd. Where?
At the New Archangel Dance Floor at 208 Smith Street.
All right.
From 7 to 8:30.
From 7 to 8:30 p.m.
And one last thing, at 6 o'clock tonight at the library, we're doing something completely different. We're doing a thing about our trip to Israel this year. So it's just a kind of our travels and our experiences.
All right. Well, and that's at 6:30 at the library?
That's at 6. 6. 6 sharp.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
And have a lovely day.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.